Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So listen to the title of the show, The Last Paddle. No, there is nothing serious happening to me. It's not like the last roundup and the last roundup in the sky. There's nothing wrong with me, except my family and friends might tell you there's some things wrong inside my head. But that's a story for a different day. The last paddle simply refers to how much cold you can endure before you say, I'm done paddling for the season. For many people, their last paddle of the season happens somewhere near Labor Day. For my good friend Coach Gorski and I, there is no set date to winterize my gear. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, to understand the last paddle, I must first turn back the clocks. You see everything just like fading right now? To my earliest first paddling days. It was about, I don't know, a million years ago. I was 17 years old. My outdoor brigade of friends was my good friend Dave, Rich, and Dr. Bob, their brothers. And you know, Dr. Bob, he wasn't Dr. Bob back then. He was not the Doogie Howser of adventurers. Well, growing up in the Northeast meant snow in the higher altitudes until most times like mid-April. I remember one opening day of fishing season in early April when Dr. Bob and I were fishing during a snow squall. And he said to me, why are we out here? And I answered, because we can. Well, back to that first paddle. It was late March. We rented wetsuits and two canoes. The wetsuit rule is this, if you don't know it. The temperature plus the water temperature, so it's air temperature and water temperature, you have to add those together and they must equal 100. If it's lower, you need to wear a wetsuit. So that's something for you to think about all the time. See, you always learn something here on Joey B Outdoors, Science and Nature. So why rent canoes? Let me give you the scenario. We were headed to the upper section of the Delaware River. Deep snow and ice covered the sides of the river. The ice melt on the river had begun. There were icebergs. Well, they weren't true icebergs, but they were huge chunks of ice, large enough to dent a canoe, hence the rental. When we were getting our gear from the outfitter store, the employee strangely looked at us and said, cool dudes, you're going to kill yourself, dudes, have fun. Well, now there's like one vote of confidence. I don't think so. Well, now the real deal is this. Hypothermia is a real factor for anyone listening and saying, oh, this trip sounds interesting. Well, looking back, yeah, probably not wise. Okay, pretty stupid. But at age 17, adventurous, and you know this, and for real, many times when you're younger, you just think that you are, I guess, nothing can happen to you, the bulletproof type of thing. Well, hypothermia is a real deal. Looking back at it, I'm sure we would not have done this. But so here's the story. Out to the river we went. Winter gear and wetsuits. The day was spent dodging icebergs, and the fact that the water was moving, hey, because this was the winter thaw and one of the reasons why we were getting on the river was really ripping. It was moving because of that winter thaw, but there was still so much snow and ice and those icebergs zipping by. Well, we hit a slow stretch and we witnessed a majestic sight. A full mature bald eagle sitting on a branch next to the river. This was at a time prior to when bald eagles made that great comeback in nature's history. You know, I'll say it this way. There are many things in our country, you know, nature-wise, that we have not done well. Well, the bald eagle and the comeback has been a great one. So we are looking at this and we're speaking so patriotically about the movement. And then he takes the biggest scat in the world and then flies off. And for those of you that don't understand scat, it's le poo-poo. Well, We thought it was kind of weird, but many years later, I learned from my good friend Giselle Smisco, who runs the Avian Wildlife Center, we filmed up there many times, that birds scat prior to flight to lighten their load. So birds really do this, I guess, but when you see an eagle scat, it's a little bit larger than a chickadee scat. So our first paddle ended well. We started with four adventurers and we ended up with one, two. We ended up with four. But again, I would not recommend this journey, even if you are 17 and you think you are indestructible. So now you understand a little bit about my psyche growing up and what we were doing. But, you know, this life goes on. So now to the last paddle. Coach Gorski and I, and we fish together often. We are both catch and release guys. Now, let the fish grow up and have some family, as I say. Well, each year as the calendar turns to October and November, we're always going to journey out in our kayaks. And we always say, is this the last paddle? One year we were on Lake Como, a unique freshwater lake. It's about 5 blocks from the ocean. We were kayak fishing, and in less than an hour, I'm telling you, I am freezing, and I know that I am done. I know in my mind that this is the last paddle. I am hoping Coach Gorski will paddle over and agree. You see, Coach Gorski is the Iron Man of kayaking, the Iron Man of fishing. He can sit in a kayak for 10 hours, never take a break, never eat, never drink, and he's just as content as could be. Well, there were icicles hanging from my paddle, icicles hanging from my fishing rod, because you're basically, you know, sitting there as you're fishing, and I'm just, because again, I'm a tall, thin guy, and there's not much layers of body fat. I mean, I gear up with clothing. Hey, when I'm moving in the outdoors in the wintertime, because I love the wintertime outdoors. I am not cold. I'm geared up. But when you're just sitting about an inch above the water, which happens to be water that's about to freeze, you get cold pretty quick. But I'm telling you, I am freezing. And I'm just going, oh, I hope this. And Coach paddles up in less than an hour, which is like, was like, ding, 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 holy moly, and says, I'm done. How about you? I just simply said, yes. So we, you know, had our last paddle. But recently, on our newest adventure, could this one be our last paddle? This just happened about a week ago. It's the last week of November. We find a warmer November day. Coach says the striped bass are near the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and Liberty State Park. So he tracks the migration of the fish up and down the East Coast because he's going to fish stripers from, I guess, north of Boston, straight down to the Carolinas. So we load up the gear, and we get on a journey. The Joey B. Mobile's got kayaks and gear, and always camera gear, too. And we journey to Liberty State Park. The first hint that this could possibly be the last day, the winds were pretty strong. Not enough to blow us off the water at that point. The second hint, there was no one out on the water, and this is something that I always look at. Not even a boat out there. So I gear up, sit on top kayak, waist waders, Teva sandals, and layers of my winter gear. And I've got my top is a waterproof top as my outside layer. So I got layers underneath it, but it really helps to cut the wind. And by the way, if you don't have a specialized thing, if you don't know this, your rain top actually acts as a wind top too. I got something a little better than that, but just so you know that if you're out, even if you're out hiking and it's a windy day, you can pull out your rain top and that will help to cut the wind a little bit. As we began the paddle was hard. We were going against the tide and the wind. And I am telling you right now, when you stop to cast, you are blown, like you were moved like right across the bay. And I'm telling you, you'd paddle hard, you'd get somewhere and go, okay, let me get a couple of casts. And you go, cast, cast, and you're going, holy moly, I just moved down 200-300 yards. It was and I knew this, it was going to turn into be that workout of a lifetime. You know, I found a mini island out there because of the way the tide was. So I got out to the mini island because I knew I could take a break there. I got out. I moved around to warm up a little bit. I ate a snack, and then I returned to the water. Not the Iron Man. Coach Gorski just paddled and fished. Most paddle, rarely fish, but hey, that was part of it. In time, we found a cove that was somewhat protected from the wind. We discussed the game plan. And by the way, some of the photos, if you've seen on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and Flickr and all these other places that, you know, Joey B Outdoors and Joey B's Outdoor Adventure from Joey B TV, we post all the photos. There's a couple of photos of me, and those photos were taken in that cove because anywhere else, the cameraman would have been about 200 yards from me after I said, okay, ready, set, I'd be gone anyway, so it wouldn't matter. Well, so our game plan was this. We were going to fish from there, and when we got blown back to the launch, the place where we launched our kayaks, we were going to go, all right, that's it. So game plan, ready, break. In 10 minutes, we were used as kites by the wind. We were just blown. We were stepping out of our kayak. So from the time we were in that cove to 10 minutes later, and I'm saying a half a mile, shoom, we were just blown. We were there. We were stepping onto the shore. You're getting out of your kayak. I knew this was the last paddle. Well, the last paddle is also this, because this happens to be seawater. And it's funny, when you think about the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, Liberty State Park, and all that, because we have listeners from all over the world. Let's just make it a little bit smaller for those in our country who visit there, and then from people from other countries who then come over to visit. That is actually seawater. That is salt water. So anytime that I am in seawater, and I learned this from my buddy Rich, who at the very beginning of my show here, he was one of the canoe adventurers, because Rich does live at the shore. Anytime you enter seawater, all that gear has to be washed down. So most times that adds an extra hour to your trip. So you plan on like what you're doing for the day and know that when you are done, you are then going to have to wash things down. And that includes washing my rod, my reel, my PFD, I have a specialized seat for my kayak, like everybody, the dry bags. Every bit of it has got to be washed, then dried, so it can be put away for the year. No, it's not sad for me, because while one adventure ends, another adventure begins. Gabby and I are headed to the Christmas tree farm today to select the perfect Christmas tree in my next outdoor adventure. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.